AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Millions of us are traveling for the holiday. This is expected to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel holiday in almost a decade, thanks in part to low gas prices. Gas is $2.13 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. Millions of us, though, are flying, like Tessa Ferrand, who's trying to get from Texas to Virginia.
Hoping there's not rain delays or anything like that we can make our connecting flight in North Carolina, but, you know, only time will tell.
We're not seeing any big problems so far this morning. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade steps off an hour from now. 1,000 clowns, the Muppets, and Tony Bennett, just to name a few of the attractions. Macy's CEO Terry Lundgren says thousands of his employees are working the parade route this morning.
They're holding balloons. They're acting as clowns. You know, they're sweeping the streets behind the horses. They're doing everything, every imaginable job, and it's just a family fun day.
Watching over at all the NYPD, which has put trucks in place to block anyone who may be thinking about trying to disrupt the parade, though Police Commissioner James O'Neill says they don't know of any credible threats.
We have blocker trucks, we have 83 sand trucks, and we have 114 blocker vehicles to prevent any vehicles from coming on the route.
He was on the Today Show this morning. And President-elect Donald Trump is taking a moment from putting together his administration to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and to plead for unity after the contentious election.
It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead.
And in his final Thanksgiving Day message, President Obama is reminding us of who we are.
No matter our differences, we're still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves.
This is AP Radio News. Lots of football today, including the big game between the Vikings and Detroit. Here's Denny Capp.
It's a first-place showdown in the NFC North when the Lions and Vikings open up an NFL triple-header on Thanksgiving. The Vikings will be out for revenge after blowing a fourth-quarter lead and falling to the Lions in overtime just 2.5 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the Lions have trailed in the fourth quarter in all 10 of their games this season and are just the fourth team in NFL history to record 6 wins when trailing in the fourth quarter of the team's first 10 games in a season. The Vikings and Lions go into Thursday with 6-4 records. The winner will emerge with sole possession of the top spot in the NFC North and a 2.5-game lead on the Packers heading into the weekend. Denny Capp, Detroit.
The Redskins meet the Cowboys this afternoon, and tonight the Steelers and the Colts fight it out. In New Jersey, a Jersey City police officer is being called a hero for quick action in saving an elderly woman's life while off duty at his son's school for an award ceremony. She collapsed. He gave her CPR. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.